Mrs. Harry MacDonnell, who is 84 years old on Valentine's Day, lives in her snug little log home here in Dawson City. Mrs. MacDonnell came to Dawson from Spokane, Washington, in September 1901 with her five-month-old son, and she tells of her trip downriver on the steamboat Victoria. Now, how many days were you coming downriver, Mrs. MacDonnell?
Well, I forget how many days it was coming downriver, but we were 13 days and a half from Whitehorse to Dawson. The river part was all right, but when we got to Lake LaBarge, the water was very low. And every time the Victorian moved, she was on a sandbar. There was three steamship companies in Dawson at the time, and there was a rate war on. And you could go to Whitehorse for $5. So when we came in, why, all the claim owners, they were coming back. They'd spent the summer outside, and they were coming back, and they were all having a high old time. And after we left Lake LaBarge, why, the river part was all right, but the ice was following us in. And when we came through Five Fingers, there was a boat going up. I don't remember the name of the boat, but it took, when we come through Five Fingers there and the boat going up, it took the railing off all of one side of the boat. And we were all frightened to death. So after we got through there, well, they all celebrated. And we came to Dawson, and then the first house we rented, it was a little one-room cabin, and there was a kind of a woodshed. It was supposed to be the kitchen. There was a packing box there, and a big packing box. It had a Yukon stove on. I'd never seen one before. I didn't know how I was going to cook on that. But the cabin part itself, the only outside furniture was in it was the bed springs, and they were set on little blocks and a looking glass.
And that was all the furniture that you had?
Our chairs, they were cream boxes or apple boxes with cretonne on, and your cupboard, where you're supposed to be a dresser, was orange cases. And that had cretonne on. And we had to pay $65 a month for that. Well, the place was very cold, so we bought a lot and had a house built on it. A little three-room cottage on 6 of King. And that cost us to take and build that and furnish it. It cost us a little over $6,000. Well, we couldn't, after I come in here, we couldn't leave again on account of the boats. The river was full of ice, and there was only two boats running, and they advised us not to go. So we were going to go out over the ice, but the warm storage, the first one that went out, it went over a wounded moose and went over the summit down the gulch, and the family was in there. They come pretty near being burnt to death. So we had to stay in. That's how we bought a home. And I went out in the spring in July, and when I went out, the first day of July, the celebration was. And that was the first draft beer they had in Dawson. And my husband, he worked for Johnny Murray in the wholesale liquor house. And the Murrays, they lived upstairs over the saloon. And I was up there watching the sports. They had horse races and tug-of-wars right down on the main street. And I think everybody from the Creeks was in Dawson. The town was just packed. And selling that first draft beer, they were just packed in that saloon just like sardines.
And then you mentioned that you didn't have very many conveniences when you first came here.
No, there was no conveniences at all. You had to buy your water. That was 25 cents a cola can full. And the waterman wasn't very particular how he emptied that water. Half of it would be on the floor. And then I did washing. I hung my baby's diapers outside on the line, and they were froze. I took and I folded them up when I come in, put them on the kitchen table to take and thaw out. They were in two pieces.
Oh, they'd cracked.
Yes, they cracked. I couldn't cut them any straighter. I had an awful time.
So you feel that life is quite easy now in this day and age, Mrs. McDonald?
Oh, I think that life is wonderful now to what it was in the early days.
In your nice little cottage, and you have...
Their cottages are wonderful, and they have everything up to date. And lots of people, they wonder how in the world that we can live like this. I've told a lot of the tourists, well, they should have been in here when I come in.
Well, thank you very much.